Debbie, welcome to Suzy Radio and good afternoon.
Hi, thank you very much.
It's absolutely lovely to have you here. Now, let's not beat about the bush. Tell us what Live Smart is all about.
Okay, so it's a project which is in Redhill, and the whole point of it is to help the local community to become more healthier, more active, and look at people's well-being, basically. So a great opportunity to be face-to-face with the general public and provide them lots of free advice and support, and be right in the heart of the community.
This really is a lifestyle initiative then, yes?
It is, absolutely. We found that with the sort of Redhill area, there's so much opportunities for people to get active, but often they don't know where the best place to go to find information out. So here we're helping and giving free advice to people if they want to get out cycling, if they want to go running, use public transport more, really just practical everyday things that people can do to make their lives that little bit easier, healthier and active.
Is there a perception, do you think, that Redhill and Reigate are fried breakfast unfit city? What's the average level of fitness like, do you think?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I've been really surprised coming from working in London where everybody was on their bikes. My general point of view was that Redhill is probably going to be a little bit quieter, but it's got a great community going for it. Lots of people that are really into cycling. It's really taken off in Surrey, but also as well people of all ages and all abilities being able to get involved in sports and activities, so actually that perception, I think we can blow it out of the window, and I think we've got a good area with full of people that are quite keen to get up and do more.
Tell us where you are and what the opening hours are.
So we are in the Belfry Shopping Centre, on the first floor. As you go in towards Marks and Spencers, we're on your left-hand side. We are open on a Wednesday through to a Saturday, 10 till 4.
What can I expect to find when I get there?
Well, we sadly would tell you to get on your bike. I think what we would do is, first of all, it's about spending time with people, understanding what options are available for people, what motivates, what are they going to enjoy and what's going to be realistic. And from there, we can signpost people to get involved with the local gyms that are around. We can send people on guided walks, guided cycle, do cycle training. We've got car clubs available for people. So, you know, every case is very different. We treat people as individuals and it's about finding things that are suited to people's lifestyles.
I think we've probably already covered most of the benefits you offer the local community. Is there anything else you'd think of highlighting at this stage?
Well, one of the things that we do have, and it's taken off really, really well, are free NHS health checks for people aged 40 to 74. That's where people can come in, they can find out how their cholesterol level is, they can get an idea of their height, their weight, their blood pressure, and practical steps on lifestyle advice as well. Those slots are delivered by our expert people, and it's really good advice that people can go away with to make improvements in their health.
Let me ask you right off the top, do you think the sugar and salt police perhaps go a tiny bit overboard occasionally, and do you think there's still any merit in my grandmother's old saying, a little of what you fancy does you good?
Oh, I completely agree with that. I think if, you know, if we make it hard for people, they're not going to take part and do things. I think if you get a good balance of a good healthy lifestyle, good food, and, you know, we all enjoy the little tipple or something naughty to eat, that's absolutely fine, but as long as it's in moderation and we combine it with good healthy lifestyles.
Yeah, my grandmother also used to say moderation in all things.
Yeah.
Tell us about the genesis of Live Smart. How did it all start up?
Well, it started from an initiative at Reigate and Banstead Council, and it was really thinking about how do we bring all of the services that Surrey has available, bringing it into the heart of the public, but with a particular focus on getting people more active and more healthier. So the Live Smart initiative was started. We received funding from Surrey County Council's Travel Smart programme, and that enabled us, working with the Belfry, to find the fantastic unit that we have. And what we're finding is, as the months are going by, we opened in January this year, more and more people are wanting to get involved, and the project is evolving. So originally we look quite heavily at transport and how we can ease congestion, ease pollution, get people using public transport, sort of not using their cars quite as much. And as time's gone on, we've found that there's been, you know, huge links for people in terms of looking at delivering the health checks, no smoking advice, but also allowing people to come in and donate bikes and items that can benefit other people people in the community as well.
Okay, there is a Travel Smart initiative as well, isn't there?
Yes, it's all part of the Travel Smart initiative.
Okay.
So people can come into the centre. We can give them free journey planning advice. If you want to get from A to B, you might have an important interview, family to see, but you don't know how to do it. We can help you, give you your bus timetables, train information, local transport routes. And we also have a car club as well that we promote, Co-Wheels. So if you can't afford a car, you don't feel you have the need to run a car, then you can come in and it's a pay-as-you-go club. And there's special rates for people that join through the Live Smart programme.
And are there other partners in the project, other supporters?
Absolutely. So we're working with a lot of different organisations, both locally and at a regional and national level as well. So every Thursday we have Age UK come and join us and provide support and advice to our older population. We work with Raven Housing Association, Southern Rail, who have also donated a lot of bikes to the project. We also work with Sutton and East Surrey Water to provide home efficiency advice, as well as Action Surrey, Ageing Well, Action for Life, so they're the people that go and do guided walks for people, and also as well Richmond Fellowship, who look at people's mental health and provide advice and support to people there.
Now, what about events? Do you run fundraisers?
We certainly do. We have lots of different things that are in the pipeline coming up. In May time, we're hoping that the 16th and 17th of May, we are going to hold free bike MOTs. They're called Doctor Bikes. You can bring your bike in. It can have a look at this. We will service the bike working with CNN Cycles. We're also going to have a tea dance happening in May time as well, which is come along, learn how to dance, take part in some activity, meet other people. Social intervention is really part of an important part of well-being. And also as well, May the 4th, we have got the YMCA Y Run happening at Reigate Park, and also as well the YMCA Challenges. So if you're really wanting to take on a new challenge, I'm cycling to Paris as part of that. The Live Smart Centre supervisor Vicky is going to Barcelona on her bicycle. And it's a great opportunity to get fit, get active, challenge yourself, but also raise money for a great cause as well.
You mentioned Southern Rail donating bicycles. Is this an ongoing appeal?
It is, yeah. We really are, we've been amazed really so far. People from the general public have been coming into the centre, donating good quality bikes to the project, as do Southern Rail as well. We need lots and lots of bikes that are perhaps sitting in your garden shed. You don't know what to do with them. The children have grown up and you are left with the bikes. So racing bikes, hybrid bikes, men, women and children's bikes as well, we're looking for. But also as well, we're looking for donations now of any safety equipment, so high visibility jackets that you might use when cycling, running, walking, if you've got any walking hiking sticks, anything, any fluorescent objects, anything that's good quality. The only thing that we don't need are cycle helmets, but clothing that we can then sell on to the public that perhaps don't want to spend a fortune on brand new gear.
Have you got some contact details over there? Is there a website or a number we can ring?
Yeah, absolutely. The telephone number for the Live Smart Centre, 01737 77 20 30, or you can go to our website, which is on the ymcaredhill.com. Click on the Live Smart page and there's information there about how you can get in touch with us.
And what if people want to donate themselves and their own services as volunteers?
We would love that. We're quite short at the moment on volunteers, and the centre really does depend on local people, local knowledge, local contacts to help promote and serve the people that come in. And we've got a great team of volunteers working, but we always need more and more people. As well as that, we are currently looking for some new positions within the centre which are going to be paid, and they are people to work on a Saturday that can work with volunteers to develop them and help people to find jobs as well. So again, log on to our website and there's more information there about the positions, or call into the shop. We'd love to see everybody.
You really are at a very exciting lift-off stage, aren't you?
Absolutely, and I think the project will keep evolving over the next few months as well.
Anything else you want to tell us while you've got possession of that microphone?
Oh, the power. Just really, we really want people to come in and see us. You know, there's so many different things on offer at the Live Smart Centre. It's a great opportunity for everybody. So whether you're looking to save money on home efficiency, your utility bills, whether you're looking to save water, whether you are looking to have a health check, get advice from Age UK, find out more about our challenge events, find out what Surrey County Council and Reigate and Banstead Council are doing, then we're happy to see people and we can give you advice and signpost you to experts that can make everybody's life that little bit more easier.
Tell us about the song you've chosen and finally who it's for.
It's Bob Marley, Three Little Birds. I play this to my son most evenings when we go to bed, just because for a child growing up it can be quite a scary world out there. So we have a little sing-song together, but also as well, you know, life can drag us down. So this song is really about saying there's always somebody there to help you. You're never alone, and that's what we do at Live Smart, is provide a community for people.
Debbie Clement from the Live Smart Initiative of the YMCA. It's been an absolute delight to have you as our guest on this afternoon's tea break.
Thank you for having me.